Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic every week, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Science that affects your life. Science that affects your view of the universe. Well, with us once again today is Dr. Ken Croswell of Berkeley, and we're going to be talking about, well, the universe. We're going to be talking about the sun, for example. Did you know there was a gigantic solar flare that actually just missed the Earth? If there had been a direct hit with the Earth, perhaps it would have knocked out many of our satellites and maybe even power stations. So how dangerous are these flares that periodically emit from the sun? And then we'll talk about exoplanets. What's known about planets that orbit other stars in the universe? And when you go out tonight, you'll see the splendor of the Milky Way galaxy. And so we'll say a few things about the secrets of the Milky Way galaxy as well. But of course, what dominates the news today is space tourism. William Shatner of Star Trek went into outer space. Yes, he boldly went where no Hollywood movie star has ever gone, and that is into outer space. Now, of course, the journey was very brief. The whole thing lasted 11 minutes. He was only in weightlessness for about 3 minutes, but this is just the beginning. Elon Musk, yet another billionaire with his program, is already selling tickets to go to the moon. That's right. If you have several hundred million dollars to burn, you can buy out the entire rocket ship. And that's what a Japanese billionaire did, buy out all the seats on a moon rocket to take you to the moon. Now, you may say to yourself, is this just a plaything for billionaires? Nothing but a way to stroke their egos? Well, yes. But you have to look at the progress of transportation. Take a look at the evolution of the airlines or the evolution of the railroads. In the beginning, in the first era, they were used to haul lumber, freight, supplies, military troops. They were used to haul real goods and services. Then in stage two, millionaires and wealthy individuals began to realize that, hey, they could create luxury liners. Especially after the devastation of World War II, all of a sudden we had airlines offering luxurious seats so you could go cross country. And then in stage three, well, now mom and dad can buy a train ticket or can go on an airplane. So right now we are entering stage two of space travel. In stage one, of course, we had the Soviet Union and the United States training Air Force pilots to become astronauts, costing, of course, millions of dollars to stroke the egos, the national egos of their space program. Now we're just beginning to enter stage two. We have not one, not two, but three billionaires that are offering tickets to outer space. We have Richard Branson of Virgin Galactic, Jeff Bezos of Blue Origin, and Elon Musk of SpaceX. And as I mentioned, SpaceX is even offering tickets to the moon. That's right. So we're talking about a new era in transportation. And so that's going to affect the way we view the universe. But did you know that just as William Shatner was going into outer space, that climatologists and astronomers were worried about the fact that the previous weekend there was an explosion on the sun, creating a gigantic corona mass discharge, a huge solar flare, which then raced 93 million miles across outer space to hit the Earth. Luckily, we dodged the bullet. Luckily, it was not a direct hit. If it was a direct hit, perhaps satellites would have gone out, power systems would have gone down, the internet, all sorts of havoc would have taken place. But fortunately, we dodged the bullet. But it just means that in the future, astronauts may have not just a weather report to deal with, like hurricanes that affect Cape Canaveral, Florida. In addition to that, they may have to have a space weather report telling them whether or not there are cosmic ray bursts, solar flares that have been detected that could really do havoc with telecommunications. Well, with us today is astronomer Ken Croswell, and we'll ask him about solar flares and sunspots and really how dangerous these things are. He's the author of a number of great books, including Alchemy of the Heavens. He has a PhD in astronomy from Harvard. So, Ken, once again, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
Good to be here, Michio.
Okay, first of all, sunspots. Are sunspots just very quiet areas of the sun, or do sometimes they flare up and, of course, can create solar flares?
Well, sunspots are regions of the solar surface that are slightly cooler than the rest of the solar surface. So they look dark to us, but they're actually very hot by human standards. And the sun rotates about once a month, and in its path, the sun used to spin faster, we think. And that meant that there was more sunspot activity and a stronger magnetic field and even stronger and more frequent flaring than we see today. Because the sun today is 4.5 billion years old. But by looking at star clusters of known age, we can look at stars like the sun, G-type main sequence stars, and see how they typically behave when they're younger. And we discover that many of those G-type main sequence stars are spinning a lot faster than the sun is. And so we deduce that the sun, in its youth, was probably spinning faster than it is today and thus had stronger magnetic activity, more flares, more spots, and that presumably affected the development of life here on Earth, because those solar flares can obviously harm life, but they could also lead to evolutionary advances, genetic changes that might have sped up the development of life here on Earth. So, point is, the sun has been an active star for 4.5 billion years, but it's actually much more quiet today than it used to be billions of years ago.
Now, when we talk about civilization, modern civilization, we think of the electric age. And the electric age, of course, depends upon electricity. And electricity, in turn, has a weak spot in terms of being subject to disturbances, electrical disturbances. Now, these are things, these solar flares have been happening since time immemorial. Since humans were in caves, they've been happening. But, of course, we didn't have any electronics back then. Therefore, we were blissfully unaware of the fact that once in a while, the sun shoots out solar flares. But now, we are heavily dependent upon electricity. So what could happen? Just walk us through what could happen if one day there's a gigantic corona mass discharge from the sun, like what happened just recently, and it were to hit the Earth. What would happen?
Well, something like that happened back in the year 1859, the Great Carrington Disturbance, and that was caused by the sun. And fortunately back then there wasn't an internet, and we weren't nearly as dependent on all of this electronic technology as we are today. But if something like that were to happen today, we'd be in big trouble.
Now, I understand that when the Carrington event happened, the Northern Lights were seen as far south as Cuba. Now, normally you think of Iceland or Alaska, a place to see the gorgeous Northern Lights. But apparently the Northern Lights were seen as far south as almost the equator. So first of all, what caused... Oh, let's take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of what happens when the sun has a temper tantrum and completely disrupts electrical activity on the planet Earth, something that could actually happen. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Special guest today is astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of the book Alchemy of the Heavens. Stay tuned as we explore your universe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Recently, William Shatner, star of the Star Trek program, was shot into the upper atmosphere 66 miles straight up at the very edge of space. Well, several times that mission was delayed because of weather. However, what they didn't tell you was that there was another thing they have to worry about, and that is space weather. The sun, we think, is quiet, stable, the giver of life. We think of the sun in terms of warmth, in terms of nurturing. But once in a while, the sun has a temper tantrum, throws off a huge amount of solar activity in terms of what are called coronal mass discharges, and sometimes they hit the Earth. In fact, this thing just grazed the Earth. We dodged the bullet. We were not hit with a direct hit. But sometimes they actually happen. So our special guest once again today is Ken Croswell of Berkeley, astronomer and author of the book Alchemy of the Heavens and a number of other great books. So, Ken, walk us through what happened back in 1859, and then take us to the present when we're so dependent upon power stations, upon telecommunications satellites and wires that convey the Internet. Walk us through what happened in 1859 and what could happen today if the sun were to have this huge explosion.
Well, in 1859, during the Carrington event, there was a solar flare that hit the Earth, and it caused damage on the Earth. As you point out, there were northern lights seen far to the south of where they're normally seen, and the northern lights are caused by the interaction of the solar material with atoms and molecules in our atmosphere. In particular, oxygen atoms start glowing green, and the nitrogen molecule starts glowing red. And in fact, just recently, due to this most recent solar flare, I saw some rather nice pictures from Vancouver in Canada of the northern lights. And, you know, that's a plus of these solar flares, because they cause these northern lights to happen, and they're quite beautiful. But the downside is considerable. If something like the 1859 event were to happen today, it would be devastating, because we are so dependent on electronic technology. As you point out, the satellite could get damaged. The Internet could go down. There could be lots of problems with the electrical grid. People could lose power. So it's definitely something to worry about. Overall, the sun is a fairly stable star, and that is why, surely, intelligent life has been able to arise on a planet orbiting it. I suspect a very unstable star is not the sort of star that would foster intelligent life around a planet. So the sun is overall a stable star, and as it gets older, you know, with each passing year, it gets more and more stable, but it still is prone to these temper tantrums, as you say.
Now, I read an article once comparing sunspots to a rifle. And these rifles shoot, of course, bullets into space, but on the sun, these sunspots hurl enormous amounts of plasma and electrical activity and ions into outer space. But for the most part, they're harmless. They miss the Earth. After all, the Earth is so tiny. It's insignificantly tiny compared to the sun. So if you're on the sun shooting the solar flares into outer space, most of the time they miss. So if this article is true, it means that this happens all the time, that these gigantic bursts of energy are not rare. They happen all the time, but we dodge the bullet because we're so tiny and the sun is so big that for the most part, these solar flares miss us. But once in a while, they could create havoc. So is that picture basically correct, that these things actually happen all the time, but 99.999% of the time, they miss the Earth. But one day, by luck, it could hit the Earth, creating another Carrington event. What are your thoughts?
Well, by bad luck, yes, that's the problem. The sun is indeed a lot bigger than the Earth. The sun is 109 times the diameter of the Earth. And furthermore, there's a lot of distance, 93 million miles between the sun and the Earth. So most of the time when the sun shoots out material, that material goes someplace else. It does not hit the Earth. In 1859, we had the bad luck, of course, of getting hit. And sooner or later, it is inevitable that we're going to get hit again. And so we definitely need to take steps to protect our electrical grid against such disasters.
Now, some physicists, realizing this, went to the United States Congress asking for money. Money to get extra layers of shielding for power stations, extra layers of insulation and shielding for satellites in outer space. It wouldn't cost that much, in the millions of dollars, to get extra shielding, extra grounding, so on and so forth. But the response of Congress was basically to laugh. What? The sun creating havoc on the Earth? You got to be kidding. So physicists came up with nothing. But do you think that's wise for the Congress to ignore something that has happened in the past that could create havoc on the planet Earth? By the way, the physicists came up with a number, 2 $2 trillion in property damage if another Carrington event were to take place. So do you think that the Congress was short-sighted?
Well, there's no question that another Carrington event is going to happen. It's only a question of when. And it makes sense to say if it really costs just a few million dollars to protect the electrical grid, that's excellent insurance against something that could cost you trillions of dollars, trillion with a T, of damage in the future. So it seems to me a wise investment to do that. So, it's just a matter of time before another Carrington event, or maybe even something worse than the Carrington event, strikes the Earth. And I kind of hope I'm not here when it happens.
Now, this report went into some detail. If there is another blackout caused by another Carrington event, it would be a planetary blackout. It wouldn't be just one city block losing power. It would be the entire hemisphere of the planet Earth. And then they said, well, food rots in just a few days without electricity. There's no backup. Nobody to fix the power line because the power lines are out because the generator is out, meaning that people will start to lack food and food riots could start. And then without burglar alarms, there could be mass looting. There could be chaos erupting because there are no emergency crews coming to save the day. So do you think this is a reasonable scenario, the fact that a planetary blackout, something that we've never experienced before, cannot be dealt with by one emergency crew because it's the entire planet, the side of the planet that at least faces the sun, that is going to be affected? What are your thoughts?
Well, certainly when it comes to food, I think every person has a responsibility to have a store of food that will get you through a good long time because you never know what might happen. And not just solar flare activity, there are lots of other problems that can occur. You can lose electricity for many other reasons. So I think it makes sense to stockpile food, and the best time to do it is before there's a disaster, okay? It makes a lot of sense to have several months of food on hand because you never know what might happen in the future, and you don't want to be rushing to the grocery store when everyone else is rushing to the grocery store. You want to rush to the grocery store right now before there is a disaster, and that way you're not holding up anyone else in the line.
Now, the big question, of course, is when might another Carrington event take place? Now, when you go to Greenland and you drill into the ice and get ice cores, you're looking at ice that was laid down by snowstorms hundreds of thousands of years ago. And they went back and looked at 1859. And bingo, they found some changes in the chemical composition, they think, caused by this rain of radiation from the sun. They thought maybe that was a signature of the Carrington event. And then they looked for other signatures in the ice, which mimicked that. They found one. It was not conclusive, but it took place about 150 years before the Carrington event. So this is the first time that I'm aware of that someone's been able to give a numerical probability of another Carrington event. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Our special guest is Dr. Ken Croswell, author of Alchemy of the Heavens. And give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call. And perhaps you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is still trying to figure out how to pass his infrastructure packages. He's continuing to meet with other Democrats, trying to reach an agreement.
It's clear that it's not going to be $3.5 billion. So the question is, how much of what is important do we get into the legislation?
Biden says shrinking the price tag will reduce the number of years for additional child and health care benefits. An FDA advisory panel has approved Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine for a booster shot. They said that particular vaccine shows a waning protection after a few months, and a booster shot is needed. Johnson & Johnson claims its vaccine is 75% effective worldwide against any infection. This is USA Radio News. Some people in Congress are pointing out that social media is exacerbating the problem at the border. USA's Tim Berg reports.
One of the consequences of a surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S. southern border is human trafficking. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat McCormick accuses social media platforms of allowing the drug cartels to promote their services.
You have entities like Facebook that have allowed these cartels to advertise their services on their platform. There has been zero retribution, zero accountability, and that is extremely frustrating.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. Facebook claims in a letter to Arizona AG Mark Brnovich that they're working diligently to proactively remove content relating to drug trafficking or promoting human smuggling services. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. To find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site. We have about 5 million fans on Facebook at the last time we looked. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest New York Times bestseller is The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. It's about what I do for a living. You see, you cannot get paid to be a radio commentator if you're a professor, but you can do something to be a professor. And what I do is I work on something called string theory, which we think, though cannot yet prove, that it is the fabled theory of everything. The goal? To find the God Equation. An equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. An equation that would summarize quantum mechanics as well as Einstein's theory of general relativity. So far, it's the only game in town. All the other proposals for a theory of everything have fallen apart. But that doesn't mean string theory is correct. In fact, Nobel laureates are split on the question of whether or not string theory is the theory of everything that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. Anyway, with us today is Dr. Ken Croswell, author of a number of great books, including Alchemy of the Heavens. He's an astronomer at Berkeley. And, well, we started off talking about William Shatner going into outer space. Space tourism is here today. Why? Because costs are dropping. It costs $10,000 to put a pound of anything into near-Earth orbit. That's your weight in gold. That's what it costs to put you into orbit around the Earth. To put a pound of anything on the Moon costs about $100,000 a pound. And to put anything on Mars, a pound of anything on Mars, costs about $1 million a pound. But costs are dropping. That's why William Shatner of Star Trek went up and went to the very border of outer space. Space tourism is a reality because the cost of space travel is dropping like a rock. But did you know there was a gigantic solar flare that preceded that launch that could have disrupted and even canceled that launch? The sun had an explosion. An explosion that sent a gigantic mass of hot plasma into outer space, and luckily we dodged the bullet. But anyway, the question is, can another such event, the 1859 Carrington event, happen, which could cause $2 trillion in property damage? The only way we know for sure is to look at ice cores, that is, to drill into the ice of Greenland, looking for evidence that there was some kind of atmospheric disturbance back in 1859, and they think they found one, but it's not conclusive. So, Ken, any thoughts about how we might be able to chronologically date previous solar flares of this magnitude so that we can be prepared for the next one? Any thoughts about that?
Well, it would be nice to know how often these things hit the Earth, because the Carrington event occurred 162 years ago. So if we were to learn that maybe every 150 years one of these things hits the Earth, that should tell us that we're kind of overdue for such an event. Conversely, if we discover that only every 10,000 years one of these things hits the Earth, well, that would be good news. But I suspect we'll be finding the former number to be closer to the truth than the latter number, because it's just a matter of time before one of these things hits the Earth.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break, and then we're going to go to look at exoplanets in outer space. Red dwarf stars also are quite active. They also hurl solar flares into outer space. And perhaps that's bad news if you're a planet with life on it orbiting a red dwarf star. Anyway, let's continue our dialogue with Ken Croswell after the commercial break. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event. And you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're talking about the universe of stars, with Dr. Ken Croswell. Now, red dwarf stars make up most of the stars in the universe, to the best of our knowledge, and they have planets. Planets going around them, but there was a recent report saying, wait a minute, these red dwarf stars are unstable in the sense they frequently emit solar flares, in which case a planet going around them might be seared by all that radiation. In fact, Alpha Centauri, the triple star system near the Earth, the closest system near the Earth, has a red dwarf star with a planet going around it, but maybe solar flares will destroy life on that planet. What's the latest concerning planets that go around red dwarf stars, which are perhaps the most common stars in the universe?
Yes, red dwarf stars are definitely the most common. We know that they make up about 75% of all stars in the Milky Way galaxy, including most of our nearest neighbor. And yet they are so dim that not a single one of them is visible to the naked eye, not even Proxima Centauri, which is the very nearest star to the sun. It's a member of the Alpha Centauri triple star system, and it does indeed, as you mentioned, have a planet, and it's a flare star. We have detected flares from Proxima Centauri. We've detected flares from a number of other red dwarf stars. These flares are relative to the star very bright. Okay, because the sun is a very bright star. So when it has a flare, it's not as great an increase in relative brightness. But when a red dwarf star, which is very dim, does not emit much light, when it has a flare, I mean, the whole thing flares up. I mean, we can see it from Earth. I mean, some of these things increase in brightness hugely. So now you ask the question, what does that do to a planet orbiting around the red dwarf? And we do know of planets going around red dwarfs, including Proxima Centauri. There is, in fact, an Earth mass planet going around Proxima Centauri. So it's a very interesting star system. What happens to the planet when a flare hits it? Well, it might be good or it might be bad. Obviously, if it were our civilization, it would be very bad. It would be enormous. It would just absolutely devastating to any civilization like ours. But you never know. Maybe in the very early days of a planet, as it's struggling to develop life, maybe that radiation actually speeds up chemical chemical reactions that lead to light. So I'm not entirely negative about these solar flares on these red dwarf planets. Also, understand that red dwarfs, just like the sun's not a red dwarf, but the sun has become more sedate with age. Likewise, we think the same thing happens with many red dwarfs. In other words, they're very hyperactive in their youth, but as they age, they usually spin more slowly, and they produce fewer flares. So, you know, a red dwarf star might be not so good early on in its life in terms of its activity, but then later on it may become more stable and then a star more similar to the sun in terms of being steady and less likely to produce these terrible flares.
Now, the Webb Space Telescope, the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope, is going to be launched later this year, if all goes well. Some people say it'll be able to photograph planets in outer space, orbiting around other stars. So what's the latest in terms of the search for exoplanets? I understand that they become more and more unusual as we find evidence of more of these exoplanets. What's the latest?
Well, the very latest is the news just has appeared that there is a planet very similar to the mass of Jupiter and the orbit of Jupiter going around a white dwarf star. Now, a white dwarf star is very different from a red dwarf. A white dwarf is a star that's very tiny, just about the size of the Earth, and it's the sort of star that the sun will become in about 8 billion years. And so this discovery actually gives us a preview of our own solar system, as is reported on the Science News website. So this is a new discovery. It's thousands of light years away, but it's a planet very similar to Jupiter in both mass and orbit going around a white dwarf star. It's the very first planet that's similar to both mass and orbit to Jupiter going around a white dwarf star that we know of.
Okay, let's take another short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of our universe with Dr. Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of the book Alchemy of the Heavens. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations and the Internet, which carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, on the line with us is Dr. Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of a number of great books, including Alchemy of the Heavens. So let's now switch gears and talk about the Milky Way galaxy. When you go out at night and it's a nice clear day, perhaps you see this swath, this gigantic swath of light cutting across the entire night sky. That is the Milky Way galaxy. That is our home, containing perhaps 100 billion stars. It is perhaps 100,000 light years across. And yet we actually know fairly little about its structure because we are inside. We're inside the Milky Way galaxy. There's no way that we can take a picture from outside the Milky Way galaxy because we're in the disk of the galaxy itself. So first of all, Ken, what is the shape of the Milky Way galaxy? Is it just a spiral or maybe a barred spiral that is a spinning bar? Or is it elliptical? What is the basic shape of the galaxy that we see every night looking at the night sky?
Well, the Milky Way is my favorite galaxy. I wrote my book, The Alchemy of the Heavens, all about the Milky Way, and I earned my PhD for studying the Milky Way. And I have a brand new article that is not behind a paywall. You can go on the Internet and read it at the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And the article is entitled, Astronomers Are Redrawing Our Corner of the Milky Way. And indeed, the Milky Way galaxy is a giant barred spiral galaxy. It is absolutely enormous. The main part of the galaxy that we can see, which is the disk, is 120,000 light years in diameter, but it's only about 2,000 light years thick. But surrounding that huge disk is an even bigger halo of dark matter. So we live in a very, very big galaxy. Altogether, including the dark matter, is probably almost 2 million light years in diameter. And what my article at the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences is all about is how astronomers are remapping our part of the galaxy. There was a time when some astronomers said we were not even in a spiral arc, but the new work, which has occurred in the last 10 years, using just amazing technology, has been able to map young stars nearby. And this demonstrates that we clearly are in an arm. The arm is called the local arm. And almost every star you see with the naked eye at night is part of the local arm. Okay? And the local arm is located in between the Sagittarius arm, which is closer to the galactic center than we are, and the Perseus arm, which is farther from the galactic center than we are. And in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, there is this absolutely wonderful, never-before-published map of the Milky Way, brand new, based on brand new data that anyone can download, and that shows the structure of our neighborhood of the Milky Way. So again, that article is entitled, Astronomers Are Redrawing Our Corner of the Milky Way, and it's free to anyone. There's no paywall at all.
Now, I hate to be a party pooper, but some astronomers believe that we are on a collision course with a neighboring galaxy, Andromeda, which could even be bigger than our galaxy, and that computer simulations of the collision are not very pleasant. As the Andromeda galaxy gets closer to our galaxy, its gravitational pull rips the arms of the Milky Way galaxy apart, basically tearing our galaxy apart. And then the two black holes at the center of Andromeda and the Milky Way have a death dance as they rotate around each other. So what is the latest? Is that held up? Are we really in a doomsday cycle, a collision course with a neighboring galaxy?
Well, nothing bad is going to happen to the Earth during this collision, but yes, the Andromeda galaxy, which is currently, I'm pleased to report, 2.5 million light years away, so this won't be happening tomorrow, it will be colliding eventually with the Milky Way, probably in about 5 billion years. And both those galaxies are comparable in size and mass, and both the galaxies are spiral galaxies. The Milky Way is a more active galaxy, giving birth to more stars. But what's going to happen is those two galaxies are going to collide and merge and probably become a giant elliptical galaxy. And we see many of those in the universe. They're, to be perfectly honest, not as beautiful as spiral galaxies. But we will then be part of an even bigger and brighter galaxy. And on top of that, the gas clouds in Andromeda will collide with gas clouds in the Milky Way, and there will be an enormous burst of new star formation occurring as the two galaxies merge. And then probably all the gas will get used up, and this new giant galaxy will no longer make any new stars at all. So in the short run, you can say this collision will light up the Milky Way and Andromeda. In the long run, though, it means that the galaxies will run out of gas and no longer be able to make new stars.
Wow. Now, some people say that as the collision takes place, what will it look like on the planet Earth? Some people say nothing. Nothing's going to change because the galaxy is basically empty. That is, stars, of course, are plentiful, but the space between stars is even larger. So as we collide with Andromeda, we're not going to notice it unless, of course, we come very close to a neighboring star, in which case the two stars could collide. So what are your thoughts about what happens if you are inside the collision? Will it be basically nothing, or will you actually see all sorts of stars colliding with each other?
We have nothing to worry about because stars are so small relative to the enormous distances between them. So it's almost guaranteed that no star in the Andromeda galaxy will hit any other star in the Milky Way.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. So, Ken, once again, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Once again, on Science Fantastic, you can find out more about it by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. And go to some of my New York Times bestsellers. I've written 5 of them. The latest one is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it talks about what I do for a living, trying to complete Einstein's dream of a theory that summarizes all the laws of the universe in an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier.
Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.